Hey guys, in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is the secret to achieving long-term success. And here's what I want you to understand. If you want to achieve long-term success, it's very simple. It all starts with you playing the long game, not the short game. You have to play the long game. Let's talk about it. Welcome to another episode of Career Strategies. My name is Rodney Hughes, Mr. 100%, and today's episode is being brought to you by Interview Prep University. If you need help preparing for a telephone, video, or face-to-face interview that's coming up, this is a free virtual training platform that will help you exponentially improve your odds of having massive success in your upcoming interview. If you'd like to get immediate access to this 100% free virtual training platform, all you have to do is go to www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Again, that's www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Okay, so again, what we're talking about in today's episode is the secret to achieving long-term success. And again, where it all starts, if you want to be successful in the long term, you have to play the long game. It's a mentality, okay? It really is a mentality. Now, before I actually dive into this thing, let's start by giving a definition, okay? I want you to have a operating definition for this particular episode. So when I say the long game versus the short game, let's start with the short game. In my opinion, anything from today on out to maybe a month or two is considered the short game to me. So if as a person, if you are thinking only about what's right in front of you, either today or in the upcoming month or the upcoming 2 or 3 months, you are playing the short game, in my opinion, okay? Also, in my opinion, if you are thinking in terms of 1 year out, 5 years out, 10 years out, and in a very rare instance, if you are thinking 20 and 30 years out, you, my friend, are playing the long game. Okay, and again, in my opinion, if you want to have long-term success, it all starts with you playing the long game. So let's talk about this. So why is it important to play the long game versus playing the short game? Well, when it comes to playing the short game, in my opinion, that is a very reactionary type of space for you to be in, okay? If you're only paying attention to what's right in front of you, essentially what's happening today or what's happening a week from now or what's happening just a month from now, if those are the only thoughts that are popping up in your mind, then you're playing a short game, in my opinion. And because of that, you're not really being strategic, right? When you play the short game, the danger of playing the short game is that it puts you in a position where really all you can do is react to what's going on in this world, okay? Versus playing the long game. I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to think about the most successful person that you know. And it doesn't matter what space they're in. It doesn't matter whether it's your pastor. It doesn't matter whether it is your boss. It doesn't matter whether it is a business partner that you know. It doesn't matter what space, what realm this person is operating within. Okay? I want you to think about the most successful person that you know. I guarantee you that whoever that person is a person that is playing the long game. I promise you they are. See, here's the deal. I want you to think about this. Like, as an executive recruiter, when when I reach out to, when I'm dealing with candidates, I'm a little bit different than a lot of other executive recruiters out here, because if I choose to represent a candidate, my goal when I start interacting with that candidate is to put them in the best possible position to be successful in the interview process. So I do a little bit more coaching than a lot of other executive recruiters out here. And the reason I do that is because I know that most people, regardless of what level they're at in their career, have never been formally trained on how to be successful in the job interview process. And with that being said, one of the questions that I tend to ask people is, okay, and it's usually like the very first question, is what is the most difficult question for you to answer? And it surprises me how often I hear this response. It's difficult for me to answer the question, well, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? And when I first heard it, when I first became an executive recruiter and first started asking that question, and that was the response I was getting, I was a little bit confused by it. Like, why is that? Why would you consider that a difficult question? But then it dawned on me that, man, easily, if I had to bet my last dollar, I would guess that easily 90 to 95% of the people on planet Earth are operating in the short term. Easily. Most people don't have a long-term vision of where they want to go with their career. They don't even think about it. Let me give you an average day. How about that? Okay. And by the way, this, what I'm about to share with you is inspired. I first heard it from a gentleman by the name of Bob Proctor. If you don't know who he is, go on YouTube, look him up. He's phenomenal. Okay. But this story I'm about to tell you is kind of inspired by him. So this is the average day, okay, for easily 90 to 95% of people, okay? So let's start at night, okay? So what most people do is they're frustrated when it's time for them to go to sleep. You know why they're frustrated? Because they probably wanted to stay up and watch Game of Thrones or watch Grey's Anatomy or Thank God It's Thursday, right? Right, they wanted to watch all these different shows or whatever. Or they wanted to browse on Facebook or Instagram. And they didn't want to go to sleep, but they know they got to get up at the crack of dawn. So they have to force themselves to shut everything down and go to sleep. So they're frustrated before they even go to sleep. Then it's like they close their eyes and then as soon as they close their eyes, it feels as if the night just flew by, and now they gotta force themselves out of the bed. And so what do a lot of people do? They hit the snooze button. You know why? Because they don't wanna get up. They're frustrated because it felt like they didn't even get any sleep, huh? So then they have to get up out the bed, and then they got to start rushing to get ready. And then if they have kids, now they got to rush even more to help get them ready before they get ready. And then they're rushing out the door. Okay. Now here's a slight differentiation. If this person lives in a big metropolitan area and they don't work close to where they live, then they have another issue to deal with, because now they got to deal with traffic, and nobody likes dealing with traffic. I had a friend of mine who moved to Atlanta from San Diego, and I would have thought that San Diego was like a high traffic area, but obviously it's not nearly as much traffic there as it is here in Atlanta, because my friend said it is outrageously, it doesn't make any sense why it's so dangerous to drive here in Atlanta. Okay. And you know why? Because people drive like a bat out of hell here. Okay? I digress. Let me wheel it back in. All right? Anyway, back to the story. So you get out and you got to deal with traffic, and you become even more frustrated. Right? And then finally, you get to work. And you're going to a job that you don't like. You don't like the people you're dealing with. Maybe you hate your boss. Maybe you can't stand certain coworkers that you got to deal with, right? Or in the worst case scenario, you don't even like the work you're doing, right? It's just a job to you, okay? So you're frustrated. And then by the time lunch comes, they done already wore your ass out. By lunch. So what do most people do? Oh, I got to get out the office, right? I got to get a breather. And some people will even go in their car and go to sleep because they're already drained, because they're frustrated already at work. I just need a nap. Then they go back into work after lunch and they pound out the next 4, 5, 6 hours, okay? And then they leave, and then guess what? Then they gotta get stuck in the same traffic dealing with these jerks out here on these streets. And then they finally get home, and maybe they cook, or maybe they picked up something to eat. And then if they have a family, they spend a little time, put the kids down. And then they may have maybe 1, maybe 2 hours to just kind of exhale and look at TV or look at, you know, social media, and then it starts all over again. They get frustrated because now they gotta stop what they're doing, even though they want to stay up and watch all these episodes and stuff, but they gotta force themselves to go to sleep early to start this cycle of madness all over again the next day. Now, this may be a slight exaggeration, okay? But I assure you, I would bet my last dollar that millions of people have very similar lifestyles. This is the average day for millions of people, okay? A day filled with frustration. A day filled with just being annoyed and reacting to all the various things that are going to pop up in the day. Did you notice that nowhere in that story did I say that this person even remotely thought about what the next year, 5 years, 10 years would look like? It doesn't even pop up in their minds, right? So therefore, they get caught in a cycle of, or they create habits that get them stuck in life doing things that they hate doing, okay? But here's a secret. The most successful people that you know don't operate like that. This is the truth. Whoever that successful person is that I told you to visualize, right? That I told you to think about. They don't operate like that, right? Because that's a reactionary way of living your life. You understand? Because you're not thinking into the future, you're only left with reacting to what's right in front of you. You see how that works? You know, and just to let you know that, you know, that I'm not just preaching this to you, and that is something that I actually focus on myself. My second book that I published, okay? When I published my second book, I published it for my son. See, when I decided that I was going to focus wholeheartedly on helping people to advance their careers, it started really with my son. Well, it actually started with something else, but when I really got serious about it, it started because of my son. And I thought 20 to 30 years into the future, and I asked myself, what is the world going to look like 30 years from now? When my son gets to be my age, what is the world going to look like? And I got really nervous. And the reason I got really nervous is because I know that the competition is going to be absolutely ridiculous. Oh yeah, by the way, the competition is already fierce. It's extremely fierce right now as we speak, okay? But as I start to think about what the world is gonna look like potentially in the next 30 years, I was like, oh my God. And I got inspired. See, because I hate writing. What's crazy is I hate writing, but I'm a two-time published author, right? And so at the time I was, I had only published one book, right? It was a real small book, but I became so inspired by that vision that I saw of the problems that my son was gonna potentially face 30 years from now, that I said, okay, I wanna do something about it. I wanna be proactive, right? I want to respond as opposed to react, okay? And so that's what led me to write the book, my second book, okay? Because I was thinking 30 years into the future, okay? And this is what I want you to understand. This isn't just me. Every single leader, every single extremely successful person that I know thinks this way. They may not think 20, 30 years into the future, but every single successful person I've ever met is playing the long game, right? Which is why you may not understand certain moves that certain people make in the short term if you're just looking at it through your short-term glasses. Right? You see people taking action, you see people doing stuff, and you don't understand, well, why are they doing this? Because they are playing the long game. And when you play the long game, you're able to respond as opposed to react. You're able to be proactive as opposed to being reactive. You understand how that works? So what I want to encourage you to do, okay? If you want to change your life, okay? If your life is perfect right now, listen, your life might be perfect. Being reactionary, playing the short game. And if your life is already great, okay? And that you don't want for anything, then obviously this message is not for you. And quite honestly, I don't even know how the hell you found me, okay? On the other hand, if there is something better that you would desire in life, what I want you to do is I want you to think into the future. I don't care if it's 1 year, I don't care if it's 5 years, I don't care if it's 10 years, 20 years, I don't even care if it's 100 years from now, right? Now that's some boss type thinking, if you're thinking 100 years into the future. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, and there are people, by the way, that are actually trying to think what the next 100 years might look like. There are people that do this, okay? But on the other hand, we're talking about you right now in this moment. If you're not satisfied, not saying that you're not content with life, right? But if you're not satisfied, if there's more that you want out of life, I want you to just try this. I want you to try breaking out of the 90 to 95% of people who are living their lives from a short-term perspective, playing the short game. And I want you to just try it. Just once. Find one goal. I want you to think of one goal that you think would be worthwhile for you to pursue in the next year, 5 year, 10 years, or 20 years or further, okay? One goal, not 10, not five, not even two. One goal, okay? I don't care if it's a career goal, if it's a personal goal or whatever, right? I want you to set one goal that you want to attain in the long-term future, okay? And then once you identify what that is, then I want you to ask yourself, what might I do starting today that can help me get closer to that goal? And then I want you to start taking massive, unreasonable amounts of action towards that path. That's what I want you to do. And the reason I want you to do it is because that's what successful people do. That's the secret to achieving long-term success. You cannot, it makes it very difficult. I'm not going to say impossible, but it makes it very difficult to achieve long-term success if you do not play the long game. You understand? If you're not even thinking about what the years to come are going to look like or what you desire them to look like, it's very difficult for you to have long-term success. Because again, it's just a totally different way of thinking, right? When you think from a long-term perspective, you are embracing the mindset of a creator. Okay? That's what you're doing. And here's, and I got news flash for you. You were born to create. You understand? You were born to play the long game, but you've been programmed to play the short game. You've been programmed, okay? But you can change that. You can, you truly can. All right? So do me a favor. If you want to achieve long-term success, start today by playing the long game. And the easy way for you to play the long game is to just ask yourself, set one major target that's out at least a year or more into the future. Visualize it, crystallize it in your mind, and ask yourself, what are the checkpoints that you need to get to in order for you to successfully get to that target? And once you get that set up in your mind, it would even be better if you get it on paper or if you type it on your computer. But once you get that laid out, then I want you to take action toward that very first checkpoint immediately. Ooh, you're going to be in a totally different, you're going to be in another space. I'm telling you, your life is going to change. I promise you, okay? It might not change overnight, but I promise you, if you crystallize that and you hold on to that thought and you play the long game, you play it, things are going to change, my friend. I promise you. Listen, hopefully you got great value out of this message, okay? Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do me a favor. I published my second book, as I told you earlier in this podcast. I published my second book. It's entitled The Ugly Truth About Getting Hired: How to Land the Job of Your Dreams Regardless of the Competition. The key word there is regardless of the competition. The purpose of this book, okay, is really to teach you how to differentiate yourself from all of your competition, okay? This book was written for anyone at any level, regardless of where you are in your career, whether you're, you know, at the entry level in your career or whether you're a seasoned veteran, okay? And if you'd like to support and order a copy of this book, then do me a favor, go to my website, www.theuglytruthbook.com. Again, that's www.theuglytruthbook.com. And when you purchase this book, I'll autograph the book, mail it off to you. But immediately, I will give you immediate access to the downloadable version of this book. Okay? So when you order the physical copy of this book, you'll have immediate access to the content. And trust me, you can thank me later. It's extremely valuable. There's not another book on the market like this, I promise you. Okay? Well, listen, thank you for checking out this episode. And do me a favor, smash that like button and drop a comment. You know, let me know what you thought about it. Hopefully you found great value out of it. Tell me what the favorite part of this episode was. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Take care.